or worst of all, no food. I regain my posture and dodge her looks as she screams into my ears. I act timid, nodding to her threats. "Please," I say to myself, "just let me eat. Hit me again, but I have to have food." Another blow pushes my head against the tile countertop. I let the tears of mock defeat stream down my face as she storms out of the kitchen, seemingly satisfied with herself. After I count her steps, making sure she's gone, I breathe a sigh of relief. The act worked. Mother can beat me all she wants, but I haven't let her take away my will to somehow survive. I finish the dishes, then my other chores. For my reward, I receive breakfast, leftovers from one of my brother's cereal bowls. Today, it's Lucky Charms. There are only a few bits of cereal left in half of a bowl of milk, but as quickly as I can, I swallow it before Mother changes her mind. She's done that before. Mother enjoys using food as her weapon. She knows better than to throw leftovers in the garbage can. She knows I'll dig it out later. Mother knows most of my tricks. Minutes later, I'm in the old family station wagon. Because I'm so late with my chores, I have to be driven to school. Usually I run to school, arriving just as class begins, with no time to steal any food from other kids' lunchboxes. Mother drops my oldest brother off, but keeps me for a lecture about her plans for me tomorrow. She's going to take me to her brother's house. She says Uncle Dan will take care of me. She makes it a threat. I give her a frightened look as if I'm truly afraid. But I know that even though my uncle is a hard-nosed man, he surely won't treat me like Mother does. Before the station wagon comes to a complete stop, I dash out of the car. Mother yells for me to return. I have forgotten my crumpled lunch bag, which has always had the same menu for the last 3 years. 2 peanut butter sandwiches and a few carrot sticks. Before I bolt out of the car again, she says, Tell him you ran into the door. Then in a voice she rarely uses with me, she states, Have a nice day. I look into her swollen red eyes. She still has a hangover from last night's stupor. Her once beautiful, shiny hair is now frazzled clumps. As usual, she wears no makeup. She is overweight, and she knows it. In all, this has become Mother's typical look. Because I am so late, I have to report to the administrative office. The gray-haired secretary greets me with a smile. Moments later, the school nurse comes out and leads me into her office, where we go through the normal routine. First, she examines my face and arms. "What's that above your eye?" she asks. I nod sheepishly. "Oh, I ran into the hall door, by accident." Again she smiles and takes a clipboard from the top of a cabinet. She flips through a page or two, then bends down to show me. "Here," she points to the paper. "You said that last Monday, remember?" I quickly change my story. "I was playing baseball and got hit by the bat. It was an accident." Accident. I'm always supposed to say that. But the nurse knows better. She scolds me, so I'll tell the truth. I always break down in the end and confess, even though I feel I should protect my mother. The nurse tells me that I'll be fine and asks me to take off my clothes. We've been doing this since last year, so I immediately obey. My long-sleeve shirt has more holes than Swiss cheese. It's the same shirt I've worn for about 2 years. Mother has me wear it every day as her way to humiliate me. My pants are just as bad, and my shoes have holes in the toes. I can wiggle my big toe out of one of them. While I stand clothed only in my underwear, the nurse records my various marks and bruises on the clipboard. She counts the slash-like marks on my face, looking for any she might have missed in the past. She's very thorough. Next, the nurse opens my mouth.